Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio program where you're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next 60 minutes. This week on the show, we'll introduce you to a new band called Worst Part. We'll debut a single, something brand new from our friends in Tulare. We'll take a look at how well the East Coast is being repped during awards season this year, and we'll tell you about some acts touring through the Maritimes this month. But first, after a two-week hiatus, we're super excited to be back on the air live in studio this week. So it seems only fitting that we kick things off with lots of energy, some big riffs, and tons of octane. So from their latest self-titled record, here to get us started, get the mood right, here's a song called Everything by the Holy Snappers.
Little bit of torture, little bit of violence. Hey,
friggin' right. So we're back. Halifax is Burning, coming at you live this week. That's some Botfly from one of my favorite albums of 2017, self-titled record. It's a song called Melancholy in Real Time. The bass player from Botfly has joined forces with members of Scum Grief and Killmore to form a band called Worst Part. We heard a new single from them right before that. It's called Slice. Sounding really great. Really excited to keep playing that on the radio in the coming weeks and kicking off the show this very week. We had something from the Holy Snappers from their new self-titled record, a track called Everything. Getting nice and heavy right off the bat here on Halifax is Burning. It's kind of the way we like to do things from time to time. Every time, let's be honest. Tonight on the show, we're going to bring you something brand new from another one of our favorite bands. They're a band based in Halifax. They're called Tulare. They've got a new EP coming out called Four of Swords, and it is my great pleasure to play for the very first time on the radio airwaves a song from this new EP. Keep your eyes out for this record. We'll be sure to tweet about it. Follow along at HFX is Burning, and you can find some links. Love this band so much, and I'm really looking forward to what things come their way and what things they send our way in the year 2018. So here, for the first time ever, is a song called Thirds by Tulare, an exclusive premiere on Halifax is Burning.
Sometimes ugly scene on full display, laying bare in cold weather.
Album Anti-Socialites. That's Maritime Expats Always, and a song called Lollipop Ode to Jim. Anti-Socialites is an album that earned Always 2 Juno nominations this week for Group of the Year and Alternative Album of the Year. The Juno nominations contained some other East Coast members, which we will be digging into over the next half hour here on the program. Of course, we'll hear something from Amelia Curran, who's nominated for Songwriter of the Year. We can't really talk about award season without talking about Rose Cousins. Rose Cousins is really just all over these awards, and I'm not just talking about Canadian awards or East Coast Music Awards. She certainly has been nominated for some of those. Rose leading the pack for the East Coast Music Award nominations this year with 8 nominations. Also coming in strong for Juno nominations for Songwriter of the Year. But jumping back a couple weeks, Rose's new album, Natural Conclusion, was also nominated for a Grammy Award, Best Engineered Album Non-Classical, for the work that was done on that record. Interestingly enough, not the only Nova Scotian nominated for a Grammy Award. Andy Hines, originally from Nova Scotia, was nominated for his work for Best Music Video on Logic's 1-800-273-8225. And Barbara Hannigan, who is originally from Nova Scotia, won a Grammy for Classical Solo Vocal Album of the Year. The album was called Crazy Girl Crazy. Not only did she sing on that record, she served as the vocalist, she was also the conductor on the album for the Amsterdam-based Ludwig Orchestra. So some big stuff coming out for Nova Scotian artists, certainly. So we're going to talk about award season a little bit, and this is all under the rubric of Rose Cousins kind of leading the charge with the Grammys, the Junos, and of course the 8 nominations from the East Coast Music Awards, which includes Best Folk, Solo and Album of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, Song of the Year, Fans Choice Entertainer of the Year, Fans Choice Video of the Year, and Video of the Year. So we're going to jump over to the Juno nominations and play a song that earned Rose Cousins a Songwriter of the Year nomination just today from the Juno Awards from her new album, Natural Conclusion. This is a song called Chosen, and you're listening to me ramble on Halifax Is Burning.
Take these arms, these legs, they are broken. This love is too much, I am frozen. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. And I am flightless. Someone's carving a statue in my likeness. And I will never live up to this portrait. I'm just posing. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Sign, a photo, a map, something to go by. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to look like? I'm leaving dust, running fast like I've always done from everyone. Stepping up to no battles, no, I never win. Laces undone and I'm always falling. Dodging my own heart like a bullet. Failure and sin. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen.
I don't know if I have what it takes. It's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong. You know the pressure is on for the swan song. Hey, my, my. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong. Never mind a new start coming down the line, waking up your red heart and risking making up your mind. I know you say you've got no regrets, but I call time. Every secret calls a number, and one's mine. Watershed, watershed. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong. The pressure is on for the swan song. Hey, my, my. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong. You know it's coming on strong when you're wrong, when you can't be coming on strong.
I can hear from your cries, this world is not enough. I've been all over, I've been all over this world, but I still can't save you. I've been all about it. Why I cross
latest album, Paradise. That's our pal Jen Grant and a song called Dogfight. Jen Grant took home 6 nominations for the East Coast Music Awards coming up in May here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, that award ceremony. Jen's new record, Paradise, was nominated for Pop Recording Album and Solo Recording of the Year as well. Her abilities as a songwriter recognized in the Songwriter of the Year category. Song of the Year for her track Galaxies, which also picked up a Fans' Choice Video of the Year nomination for the video. Ahead of that, we heard the title track from Amelia Curran's latest albums called Watershed. That record earned Amelia a Songwriter of the Year nomination at this year's Junos. And before that, we heard from Rose Cousins, who not only also appears in the Songwriter of the Year category at the Junos, also leading the pack for the East Coast Music Award nominations with 8, not to mention her new album Natural Conclusion was nominated for a Grammy Award. Tis award season, to be sure. It's also touring season for some artists out there from the East Coast. A band from St. John's, Newfoundland, are making their way over to the mainland. They're called Rube and Rake. If you find yourself in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia, Hantsport, Nova Scotia, Halifax, or in Perth, Andover, St. Andrews, or Sackville, New Brunswick, you can catch Rube and Rake on tour. Here's a track from them. This one's called Hesitation Blues. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
There was an absence of space in the side of the bus. They let my weakness come on through. And I chalked it on up to a tired slip up. To wake and not know what to do. And I can't tell the difference in needing or wanting with you. But when you're walking the tightrope, sometimes you just need an excuse. Some time to go. There was a sudden reproach in the rhyme I wrote. Sincere, still stammered its way through. Oh, in that war of attrition, all noble ambitions we lose. And I know sometimes it ain't pretty, still you go on filling your boots. Still our problems are solved. Caught up in hesitation blues. And yet to come back around, my comeuppance soon found. On a long leash I loosely overcame. And I can't tell the difference in needing or wanting with you. But when you walk in the tightrope, sometimes you just need an excuse. We'll be right back.
masterpiece of a record. That's Memorial 10 Count. Well, the record's called Memorial 10 Count. That's John McKeel. A track called Jewel in the Sun. John McKeel will be heading out on the road in March to tour around the Maritimes. You can see him performing in Moncton, St. John, Parkendale, Charlottetown, Halifax, Petite Riviere, Sackville, and Fredericton. He's going to be on tour with Julie Doiron and also Construction and Destruction. But we're going to hear a track from Julie and the Wrong Guys right now. Julie and the Wrong Guys, a band put together by Julie Doiron, Eamon McGrath, and members of the Cancer Bats. Here is a song called Love and Leaving. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
So I'm And now for something completely different.
Brand new album, The Wilder Beyond. That's Hillsburn and a track called Cover It Up. The album out just this week. The band is on tour out in Ontario, making their way back to the Maritimes shortly. No date announced for a Halifax release show, but I'm sure we can expect that to come down the pipe very quickly. Hillsburn have this new record out, and our friends in the Olympic Symphonium are set to release their forthcoming record, Beauty in the Tension, this week. So we're going to leave you with an excellent song from that record tonight. And it's going to ease you out of Halifax is Burning for yet another week. If you want to play along, visit halifaxisburning.com. Get caught up on past episodes. Follow along on social media at HFXisBurning on Twitter, Instagram. Find us on Facebook. Do all that fun stuff. Subscribe to the iTunes Interviews podcast. You'll hear some things you like, guaranteed. You know who I like? The Olympic Symphonium. Here we go with this last song of the week. This is Glory of Love. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care of yourselves and one another. We'll see you next week.
Desert. The power. still.